A challenge is coming for one of the governor's vetoes, a report on who in Oklahoma is getting private school tax credits, and details on a special ballet collaboration debuting in Oklahoma City. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Thursday, May 8th. I'm Deborah Ashar. A state lawmaker is pushing to override Governor Kevin Stitt's veto of a bill designed to expand breast cancer screening access. KGOU's Nick Daniels reports.
Democratic State Representative Melissa Provenzano says she plans to try to reverse Stitt's veto of House Bill 1389. The measure would require insurance to cover advanced mammograms and molecular breast imaging tests without extra cost to patients. Supporters say such diagnostic tests are essential to early detection and treatment. Provenzano, who is battling breast cancer herself, said the veto felt personal and could limit care for women based on where they live. In his veto message, Stitt argued the bill would raise insurance premiums for Oklahomans. The bill passed with wide support before heading to the governor. It would take a vote of two-thirds of lawmakers in both chambers to override Stitt's veto. I'm Nick Daniels.
Roughly 3 out of 4 recipients of Oklahoma's private school voucher program live in a household making more than the state's median income. Robbie Korth reports on figures released by the state's tax commission.
Put simply, most Oklahoma students receiving a private school tax credit are from middle-class or upper-class families. Less than 1 out of 10 live in households eligible for income-based public assistance programs. Nonprofit news outlet Oklahoma Watch reports the names of the tax credit beneficiaries are available online after months of requests from its reporters. The tax credit provides up to $7,500 annually per child for private school expenses. The state has spent hundreds of millions of dollars on the program so far and will increase the amount next year. In Oklahoma City, I'm Robbie Korth.
A new study found Oklahoma has a higher suicide rate than most other states, and it's increasing faster than the national average. Sierra Pfeiffer reports on the findings from the Healthy Minds Policy Initiative.
The study links suicide deaths to low broadband access, poor mental health screening practices, loose gun laws, and intimate partner conflict. Executive Director Zach Stoikoff says these factors, among others, illustrate the complexity of suicide and the state's need for targeted solutions.
It's much more complex than simply saying depression is high and therefore suicide is high. There's so many reasons and causes for suicide.
The report suggests Oklahoma adopt red flag laws that would allow a judge to temporarily prohibit firearm access for someone who's displaying high-risk behavior. Oklahoma is the only state to explicitly ban the practice. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
This weekend, the Oklahoma City Ballet will be putting on their annual collection of shorts, showcasing 3 brief ballets, including the world premiere of a collaboration with The Flaming Lips. Matthew Viriapa has this preview.
The Oklahoma City Ballet Shorts Showcase will have a mix of traditional ballet, an Afro-Cuban piece, and a performance featuring the music and visuals of The Flaming Lips.
And that ballet is just about life and how it can be goofy and funny and silly and starts with like childlike wonder and then ends with a lot of fun at the end.
Benjamin Tucker with the OKC Ballet didn't want to give too much away, but you can expect some familiar sights of The Flaming Lips.
For example, one of the pieces, we have 3 ballerinas inside of giant plastic bubbles. We thought it would be kind of cool to put a ballerina in there and then see what we could do.
The piece is centered around the song, Do You Realize? And will feature dancers with Parkinson's. In Oklahoma City, I'm Matthew Viriapa.
This showcase featuring the music of The Flaming Lips starts Friday at the Civic Center Music Hall. Find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org. I'm Deborah Ashar.
Planet Money helps you understand the economy. We find the people at the center of the story.
Garbage in New York, that was like a controlled substance.
We show you how money influences everything.
Tell me what you like by telling me how you spend your money.
And we dig until we get answers.
I had a bad feeling you're going to bring that up.
Planet Money finds out. All you have to do is listen. The Planet Money podcast from NPR.